Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You're watching the after show for Queen Sugar. Tonight, we cover two episodes and we talk love, family, and loss. Stay tuned for more. Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You are watching our premiere episode for episodes 1 and 2 for Queen Sugar. My name is Shaka Smith. I'm your host. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelly Skates. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at The Urban Gypsy LA.
And I am Angie Skates, and you can find me on Twitter at Angie, that's with the JY, _ Skates.
And we are down one host, Stacey Ike, who will be joining us next week. But let's get into it. Wow, Queen Sugar 2.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
A great doubleheader premiere. It was, like, nice to get, you know, one after another.
Yes.
I
still want it more.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's such a rich show, right? Yeah.
Yes. Hashtag give me sugar.
Yeah. Get me some more sugar. Right. Oh, man. I guess we'll kind of just go episode by episode. We'll break it down. But I guess we start off with Nova, and it opens with that love scene that we kind of find out a little bit more about.
Yes.
What do you guys think about her character and how, you know, how she opens up to us?
I loved it. It actually started with the shot of her dreads. So I was like, ooh, what is this?
Lovely locks.
Yes. And then when I saw she was with a white man, I was actually very interested because I think media oftentimes when they show interracial couples is usually a black man with a woman of another race. So I'm like, I'm intrigued because we don't see this that often.
Yeah.
And it was very sexy. I agree. Yeah. I like the fact that it was an interracial love scene.
Yeah. She already seems like a very layered character, right?
Yeah, you can kind of tell she's a conjuring woman of sorts.
Yes. Yeah. Like when we see the scene when she's in her kitchen and she has that older woman in there on the first episode.
Oh, yeah. We know what she's about pretty quickly.
Right, right. She's a healer, but you can tell she needs healing as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting how she blocks people, but then she's also very giving and trying to help everybody.
Yeah, this is why it's always my favorite part of these episodes of like delving into these characters. Yes. I want to know so quickly who they are, but we just have to wait. We have to wait.
I wasn't ready. I didn't know that they were going to be so layered. Yeah. I thought, I don't know what I thought, but I didn't expect on the first episode to get that deep. I was in tears, you guys.
I think that comes along when you have like a woman director, you know, women running the show. It's not about how we are seen. It's about what we see, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is prevalent throughout the show. I'm so excited. Like, I don't think I've seen dynamic characters like this as far as like the family dynamic since like Soul Food.
Yeah.
Right?
I love that you said that because like Ava and Oprah have been talking about not just diversity but inclusion, having that seat at the table that makes decisions.
Right.
And so getting this writing from from people that know how people see the different people see the world, you know?
Right.
And then earlier when we were talking, you said you felt like you could be in it, in the family.
Yeah, that was a cool part for me because I was watching it and I guess all my initial scenes I'd been seeing was on the plantation. And so I was set to watch a story that I wouldn't be able to put myself in.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm watching this character, Ralph Angel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that could be me.
Right,
yeah. Those streets
right.
look like my streets, you
right.
know?
I'm like, that's my sister. That's me.
Yeah.
I know her. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was the real cool part about this. And I guess let's talk about Ralph Angel. He's a different character, too.
Yes. He is different. He's a single father.
Yeah.
Not too many.
not too many.
Right. And I enjoyed the dynamic between him and his son because you don't really get to see that. And obviously, he's struggling financially.
Yeah.
But he's doing what he has to do to take care of his son. And
yeah, my jaw dropped on that scene when he robbed the liquor store and he runs. I'm like, wait, I'm not understanding. How does this turn out? What's going on?
It's so real.
It's very real.
Yeah. And I think it puts in perspective that, you know, that person that robs the liquor store is not some sort of like necessarily evil person. They're someone with a backstory and there's a reason this is happening.
Right.
So it creates this really complex character that you're like rooting for, but you're like, wait a minute, what's your motivation?
Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I think it's like at some point when you are living in a situation where you're impoverished, you're going to stop asking for permission and you just start taking, especially when you have mouths to feed, you know?
Right. Yeah. There's like, I feel like there's so many social questions we could be like talking about from this show. And we also have now Charlie, which is like this sort of dichotomy to the family. So she's kind of this wealthy woman who, I mean, I love the way she was introduced, and I love going, yes. Oh, that's a great black family yes. with some great values.
Yes.
And then things kind of take a quick turn. What do you guys think about that?
I love her initially, and I love the family. It's the whole power couple yeah. story, and I'm like, yes, that's what I want, be a power couple. But then when the whole rape story thing came up, I'm like, hey, this right. isn't the whole story. I think Davis might be involved. But then when I find out he's involved, I'm just as hurt. Even though I already knew that that was going to happen, I was so hurt.
So you thought he was involved in
oh,
one
yeah.
of
them?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was glad. I was like, yes.
No, you, I wanted to believe it, but deep
yeah,
down.
No, you don't be an NBA player, captain of the team, and your teammates.
And then you don't know anything about yeah. it. You know? Yeah. And they're the rookies. Like, you're leading them.
Yeah, usually if you're the captain, people kind of behave in the way they've
right.
seen
you
or what
set
you're.
The tone.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that scene, though, when she walks out
onto
the court.
Oh,
that was an epic.
I can relate to that so much. Like, you just see red, and it's just like you don't even, you're not even aware of what's going on around you anymore. It's just like. That betrayal is just
yes.
so real.
That
you have
was
to
like
confront it.
Epic scene, yeah. Don Line Gardner just deciding, you know what, this is the time.
Now, right now, not later.
And it was crazy because, you know, the media were juxtaposing her, talking about her earlier about how poised she is.
Classy.
Yeah, classy.
Yes, but that's because he betrayed her. Like, they basically say her whole life story is about uplifting him and being his manager and everything. So it's like, I've done all of this for you and for us, and yeah. this is how you pay me back.
And neglected her own family where she's come from yeah, to kind of build to. Him up. And
right.
it's just like, oh.
And that's another thing. So she gets kind of a little bit of a chilly reception coming back. And that was kind of the weird part, I thought, because here's this, she seems to be offering money readily, but no
right.
one wants it.
Nobody wants it.
I'm like, what's happening?
Like, they probably, I feel like, we kind of don't understand or know if she's the half-sister. They kind of make some reference towards
that. To a different
that.
Mother, yeah.
Yeah, but then you have her doing very well away from, you know, where you yeah. grew up, and it doesn't seem like she's in touch. They're not very close.
Yeah, but right. it also didn't seem like there was any, like, break. It didn't seem like there was, like, an abandonment of, like,
right.
we don't have a problem. It just seemed
right.
like they
grew
apart.
Apart.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I was thinking there, we had that one scene with Ralph Angel, and they're buying the... The casket.
Yeah.
Which, we got to go back to that, because right, Glenn Turman in that role is amazing. And they're buying the casket. And he still wants to pay his part. And I'm like, you just robbed a liquor store. Or you just robbed
right.
a convenience store. Like,
I think it just goes into the complexities of, like, black masculinity. Like, he really wants to be a man. He wants to play that role. And it's really important to him. But, like, financially, if you're not able to do that, it really strips you
and
of your masculine role.
Yeah.
yeah. It emasculates you, yeah.
And I also think what we're seeing being played out here is the class dynamic between family members. Because yeah. you have family members that are very wealthy, doing very well, mm-hmm. and then some that are just struggling just to get by. And that's real. And,
yeah.
like, in the family dynamic that we have, even, it's like we're not playing all at the same level. So it's interesting to see that play out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that story. But it's just so weird to me, because normally it's sort of the wealthy member of the family is, like, far and away and keeps to themselves and doesn't share the money. She's just like, here, I have this.
Right.
I want to share
that
this.
They don't want it.
They're like,
right.
no.
So, and that's yeah. why I like Charlie, though. Like, I do.
I like her.
Yeah, I mean, so far, she's
right.
playing it real
so
well. So, yeah, I love the grandfather role, Glenn Turman. I think he was from Different World from
oh,
back
yeah.
in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. So, I was so sad to see him not.
So soon.
Yeah, I was like, I thought we had more time. So, what did you guys think about him and how he kind of shaped the dynamic of the show?
I think clearly he did a good job raising his children, even though they weren't close at the time that we were introduced to them. You can tell that they grew up together
yeah.
in a really solid home.
They have each other's back for
yeah.
sure.
And he just seemed to be sort of, he seemed to be the glue that everyone could
Absolutely.
Come to. So I think he kept everyone in check, and I think we're already seeing after his death, you know, the wheels come
and
off
I mean,
a little bit.
That's real again, though. Sometimes it takes somebody dying in the family for everybody
to
come back together and remember, like, okay, this is family, this is our foundation, like, we have to have each other's back.
Yeah.
And out of all of the siblings, even though Ralph Angel is obviously the male, I feel like Charlie embodies more of the characteristics that the dad has as far as, like, being... foreshadowing that she's going to be the glue that kind of just holds them together.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Because you got your girl Nova over there.
Because Nova, she tried to preach some realness, right?
Oh, yeah, on the second episode. Yeah. What happened with Nova on the second episode?
When she and Charlie got into it?
Oh, yeah.
You forgot about
that. You don't remember.
That was one of my favorite scenes. Yeah. She read her.
She did.
Yeah, what do you think about her groundedness or, like, her realness?
It reminds me of my other sister.
It does. I mean,
she's a conjuring woman. I like that.
And she's a Southern woman. You can just tell. Like, I think it's necessary to have that in your family, because if you don't, you know, like, for example, with her and Charlie, like, even though they're not talking and they're in the car in that one scene, and she's like, how are you holding up? Not with Dad, but with Davis. It's kind of like, you know, we're not that close, but I still care. I still have your back, and you know you can talk to me, and... You know, just
it's the sisterhood. It's like, even if we don't talk every day, like, I feel you. We're connected, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just wondering, because it seemed like to me that they had this bond of, like, hurt. So, like, initially, when she runs down that hallway and she hugs her, to me, I was like, these are close sisters. Yeah. But now I'm wondering if, like, it was the moment, you know, they were close to their father. Mm-hmm. But if now we're going to start to see some real tension come between them.
Oh, for sure.
I think it's going to go back and forth.
Yeah, that's
real sister fashion, you know?
For sure.
Yeah, well, I'm rooting for them, because I like this. I love that family, that sibling, like, love. But we talked a little bit earlier about that Ralph Angel and sort of that emasculation and... Mm-hmm. I kind of saw it a little bit embodied with Blue. Mm-hmm. So just different moments of not wanting him to go to the funeral because he doesn't need to see that. Then there was not wanting him to take in the doll because he didn't want Blue to be emasculated when he went into the preschool or the school. What did you guys think about that dynamic?
I think even more so than him being aware of how his son might be ridiculed for having a doll, I think he kind of struggles with, like, developing his son's masculinity, like, teaching him certain things that will or will not, or are not okay. And I think he does it very gracefully. Like, he's not telling him, oh, you can't play with that doll.
Yeah.
He's just trying. The doll sits on the nightstand. Yeah. Like, it has its seat.
I think the doll might be a representation of his mom, though.
I'm thinking that, too.
Yeah.
I love Blue's character because... I feel like he represents the innocence of the family. So, like, everybody else is hurt, and he's still learning, and he's, like, he still has some freshness about him. So, it's really refreshing, his character.
And give us a moment in between, like, Kleenexes to go, oh, there's a cute kid.
Sometimes I still cry when he comes on. He's so cute.
Oh, yeah. That was heartbreaking. When he was going to meet the mom, and the mom couldn't meet, and he gets that haircut. Yeah. Because he wants to meet
with his side part and everything. It's so cute.
That was heartbreaking. What do you guys think of that? The character Darla.
Man, I want to get in deep with her.
Yeah,
I feel like she had. I want to know more.
She's got a story, right?
Yeah, she does. Like, how could you abandon your son? You know, like, I want to know what circumstances happened.
Because the father, Ralph Angel, he seems so against it.
He's
like,
angry.
Something. Yeah,
he's really mad.
Well, even the auntie Vi, she was like, you're gonna let Blue go with her opposed to coming to the grandpa's funeral. But it sounds like in that parking lot scene that she may have had a drug addiction or something. So she's like a recovering addict. So you can't trust, he can't trust her yet.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, especially with your son.
Yeah, it's so weird, or it's different to see that story told. You know, here's the black man taking care of his kid,
son,
and then you have the mother who's not got it together.
Right.
Can we also talk about how Bianca Lawson has not aged at all?
So I'm watching this, and I'm like, this woman looks like Bianca Lawson.
Yeah,
but no way it's Bianca Lawson, because she should be a lot older by now.
Right.
She looks like she got younger.
Yeah.
That's Beyonce's sister.
Okay.
Shout out
to Bianca Lawson.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, she looks 19 still.
Wow, amazing. Another thing I thought was interesting about Noah, and I hope they keep developing these intricacies of this character, but she's giving, I guess, the drugs to that one dealer, but she demands it comes down to the rally in the first episode.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
So I just want to know more about her activism, because she seems like... She's going to be in it.
Yeah, she's about it. She's a writer. Not only is she a healer, but she's a writer, and she wants to write and cover stories that are important to the community.
Yeah.
And I think it's amazing that she's not asking for a monetary compensation for the drugs that she's giving. Like, we want your service. We need your service. The community needs you, and I respect that for sure.
Yeah, that was almost like what you talked about, the comfort food. She's like, comfort, like, it's to comfort people. Right. It's not something we buy it to. I mean, her character's just like...
She's deep.
She's deep in the world.
But it's interesting. Like, I'm really curious how she's going to develop, because she clearly has an issue with... We didn't talk about the fact that her lover is married with a family.
Yeah, that's... I mean, that's it defies almost her character.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this seems out of place for you.
And I'm thinking it might foreshadow to something that happened in her childhood with her dad. If her and Charlie don't have the same mother.
That's like maybe one. That sort of addiction to possible infidelity.
I'm just making it up.
But yeah, but what a reveal that was, just to have her in the car watching. Yes. And you're like, what? And then... As the person she's cheating with, he wants to come to the funeral and be there for her. Do you guys understand this dynamic? I don't.
And I'm not so quick to jump to the defense of a cheating man.
Neither.
But I like this character, Nova's character, anyway.
But do we like that he cares? Do we like that he's really invested? She's not a side piece to him. He's really invested in her life and what's happening.
I don't know that I like it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But I think part of it is, like, it's what makes it conflicting for her, because she knows he cares.
Yeah.
So I feel like she probably needs to let it go, but because he shows that he cares, like, she's still tied into it. So I feel like it adds to her confusion.
I feel like she's an empath, and because she's a healer, she takes on, like, the pain or whatever she's helping people get rid of and ease up on. So she might be bottled up with so much stuff.
I think she is. Like, she's bound to explode.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we already saw a little mini one.
Right. It get worse than that, boy.
And we had a little... Well, I thought it was interesting. We had a little... Maybe chemistry between the teacher.
Oh, yeah.
We had chemistry. And side note, we have Mary Carmen joining us next week.
Yeah.
She plays a teacher, and so we're going to be excited to have her on board. What do you think about the chemistry?
I think the chemistry is amazing, and I think this plays at the part that it really does take a village to raise the kid. Mm. Yeah. And we have the teacher, we have his great aunt and her boyfriend. Like, everybody's pitching in to help raise Blue, and I hope it pops off.
And I feel like
everybody
is really focused on trying to let him keep his innocence, you know? Like, we don't want him to lose it, because everyone can see how precious it is, because they've lost it. They've seen too much of the world. So everyone wants to, like, try to help that.
To try to protect it in some way.
Yeah.
So at least he's sort of our touchstone. And I liked the little... We have a little Remy and Charlie. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you
pick up on that?
Did you pick up on it?
I was like,
hey, Remy.
And he seems like a really legit down-to-earth dude.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think Davis is going to like that too much.
Well, no, I don't think Micah is either.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. We completely miss Micah in this whole thing. He's going to just private turmoil, I guess.
Yeah, he's like being tethered between mom and dad. And the scene when, this is episode 2, when they're at the basketball court, and he's like, the dad's like, I need you, or you need me. And he's like, no, I don't need you. And the dad's like, well, I need you. And I'm like, yes, you do.
Yes.
Like, fathers, you need your sons as much as the sons need you.
So, wait, did you think that was self-serving? Because he did give that whole speech about the ring. Like, is he still too into himself?
Probably.
Davis.
He is, but I think he meant that. I think he really does need him, you know?
Because I think he needs him, but kind of like when Charlie intervened, because that whole story was about him winning his first ring. And it was like, was that about...
It did go back to the ring.
Yeah.
That's true. And we're selfish sometimes, a lot.
But I think that's, too, the whole idea of the power couple. Like, he wants that trophy view of his life just as much. Like, that's a part, that's what comes with the ring, the family, you know?
Well, he should not have been doing what he was doing.
And he may have lost Charlie a reality show deal, too. She was about to ink that deal for being...
That basketball wives live. What you know about that?
She's going to bring in the classiness. That was before she stormed on the court.
Okay, back to Micah, though. How about the scene when Auntie Vi, like, FaceTimes him and tells him, you have to be the man of the house? I feel like that was pivotal. And then when he had to go in, Charlie was in the bed and looking horrible. Like, I felt so bad for him.
We've all been there where, you know, it's hard to, like, move on after that first
initial heartbreak.
Yeah, and I feel for Micah to have to be the go-between between mom and dad and help, like, pick his mom up. Like, right. he doesn't get to
be a kid. Yeah. And he went from, like, extremely coddled until, like, now he's really experiencing some life.
The man of the house, yeah.
And because you have money and because things are well off does not mean you're not having just as a hard time as, like, other people might be having.
Yeah. Right. And in the first scene that where we meet this family, the mom is like, oh, I don't want you to do this. I want him to, you know, be a regular or, you know, have responsibility.
Yeah.
And I love what the father said. Well, this is our real life, so it's all right, but not so much anymore.
Right.
Yeah. But let's just go into predictions. Do we think, well, I'm just thinking about, do we think Davis is going to mend the fences with Charlie or does she move on to Remy? But any other predictions you guys have too?
I'm team Remy. I mean, I want the family together, but I feel like Davis isn't taking ownership for his actions. So it's like, how are we ever going to move forward? You still haven't addressed what was on that video.
Yeah.
So, team Remy.
I think he will. I think he'll start to realize that, well, he already knows.
He hasn't had a breakdown yet.
He has not done the work, obviously. Right. Yeah. But I think he realizes what a prize Charlie is. Like, she.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't think he realizes it yet. I think he thinks he's going to get her back already.
Yeah.
So he don't feel like he needs to do the work.
Well, wait till he meets Remy. Because I think Remy's going to get that
might give him the fuel to.
Yeah.
And other predictions, just open predictions.
I think the teacher and Ralph Angel are going to get together.
Yeah.
But in the previews, it looks like he might have kissed Darla again. Might. So I want to see what's going
There's
on.
There's definitely something between, like, you feel a passion between him that he's trying to push away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like an addiction. You could tell he still loves her, but he knows she's not good for him.
There were a couple of phone calls that, like, he just didn't speak. It almost felt like, because it would mean too much to speak.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think that the people that have their eye on the land
is
going to ignite a whole lot of drama, and it's definitely going to unite the family.
Right. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what are my predictions for it's so fresh, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot, like, to take in.
It's hard to predict because they're so layered. It's like, what else am I going to learn about them?
Well, I definitely can predict some more Charlie Nova explosions, because I think those are two very, very strong women.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, like, on certain shows, you don't necessarily have so many strong personalities. Like, one's a lead personality, others are kind of supporting, but this feels like there's so many strong personalities.
That's
here.
True. Yeah.
So I can't wait to see how that plays out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's so many heavy themes that we're dealing with, too. Mm-hmm. There's, like, rape culture and consent. And I think, we're even drawing comparison to colorism with Nova and Charlie, because she's the light-skinned, wealthy sister, and she's, you know, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So, well, those were my predictions. They were light because I'm still waiting to really dig into this series. But this was amazing. So we're going to have Mary Carmen on next week, guys. So join us for that. Should be exciting as we do Queen Sugar Episode 3. So we'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place.
'Rum executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBeck. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.
Right.
And, like, this show, I